Hey everyone, let's get started. I'm so excited to be here today. Thanks everyone for joining us. Welcome to the Roadmap to Revenues. This is our live training and Q&A for ambitious entrepreneurs ready to scale from six to seven figures. And each session I come to you diving into a business topic that's going to help you and your business grow and accelerate. And today we're talking all about the Formula One method to accelerate your sales. And, you know, I like to call it kind of the side notes is how to win the rapid revenue race. I'll say that in a hurry, right? Because we all want more sales. We all want more revenue. And that's what we're talking about today. I'm Sue Clement, and I'm excited that you're here. I'm your Think and Grow Like a Seven-Figure CEO mentor. And you know, we're talking about how to get more clients. I think that's the number one question that I'm always asked. People say to me, Sue, how do I get more clients? How can I get them faster? How can I get them easier? And if you're listening live, you know, type in the chat, you know, hell yes, if you want more clients and you want them faster and easier. And if you're watching the replay, please type in hashtag replay so that I know that you're here. And even if you're not live, post your questions. I'll cycle back in and answer them as we go. And yes, we will be doing some Q&A. So those of you on the call right now, write down your questions. Megan, my trusty assistant, is here. She'll be helping me moderate the chat and handle the questions as we get going. So we're all talking about how to up-level our success. And success is often measured or always measured by dollars, and dollars come from clients. And so that's really the focus of us today. But I want to, before we dive in, I want to ask you a question. And so really think about this, whether you're watching live or the replay, is what is your biggest obstacle to getting clients? So type it in the chat. I want to see what it is. What is your biggest obstacle? And if you're on the replay, just type it in the comments. Same difference. Is it that, you know, and it could be one of these or maybe all of them or maybe even some other ones. Is it really about that you don't have enough leads? Is it maybe your pricing is off or your packaging, you don't quite have that nailed down? Maybe you're not converting enough. You're having lots of sales conversations, but no one seems to be buying. We've all had that issue. I know I certainly have from time to time. Maybe you just don't know what marketing works. Is that the obstacle? As you try everything and kind of like throwing spaghetti on the wall, nothing seems to be working quite as well as you want it to. Maybe you have too many choices and you're confused by all the options. Maybe it's just a time issue and you're just not getting around to it. You're not having enough time. So post it in the chat. I want to see what you think is your biggest obstacle to getting more clients. And so I'm just going to buzz in here and say, I've got lots of hell yeses. That's cool. Myself and my clothes. Great. Thanks, Brenda. Not converting with conversations. Yes. Okay. So kind of a sales issue. What other issues do we have in there? Am I missing anybody? Let's see. Come on, type it in. What is myself? Yeah. Being shy, definitely that'll hold you back. All of those things are part of it. And so, you know, that awareness is awesome. Everything starts with awareness. Change starts with awareness. So regardless of what you think your problem is, I'm going to be sharing with you a simple formula that absolutely will make a big difference. Wynn says other obstacles. So what other obstacles, Wynn? Post those in. And I'm just going to turn off the chat here for a bit. But so, you know, when I think about accelerating business, and I've been coaching people for 20 years, I've worked with over 170 different industries, and it always kind of boils down to a few key things. And so I created what I call my Formula One, and there's a bit of a pun in that, and you'll catch on as we go, but my Formula One method to accelerate your revenues. And, you know, so today we're going to talk about how to stop sabotaging your success and how to stop slowing yourself down, because, you know, you're the person in all of the equations. It's always going to be something around your thoughts or your processes or your steps that you're doing. I'm also going to share with you the key to accelerate. And you know, it's way easier than you think. It's not complex. That's what I love about this formula. It is so simple. It's like really, really simplified. I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's a real word. It's really simplified. That reminds me of something, but I don't know quite what. It'll come back to me yet. And you know, how really it's about doing less will move you forward faster. And I'll be sharing with you what less you should be focusing on. And, you know, my simple formula will help you walk your way through it. So once again, if you're here live or after the fact, please comment in the comments or in the chat. Introduce yourself as you're coming in. You know, those of you who are joining us now, I want to introduce Megan. Say hello, Megan, so people get to see you. You have to talk.
I'll mute myself first. Hi, everyone.
This is Megan. She's my handy assistant who keeps me out of trouble all the time. Thank you. And of course, we're recording this on Facebook, and you'll be able to watch the recording after the fact. So I'm Sue Clement. As I said, I'm your Think and Grow Like a Seven-Figure CEO mentor, and I'm all about accelerating growth. I'm all about helping businesses grow faster and easier and more profitable, because yes, it is also about profit, not just revenue. And I'm no stranger to business success. My first company was an employment agency that I started, and from startup, like four bare concrete walls, did the whole build out, hired staff, and got them to work. And in the employment agency, I grew from startup to a multi-million dollar business, $5.2 million, and then I sold the company. And for the last 20 years, I've been helping business owners just like you grow successful, thriving, profitable companies. And, you know, people often say, well, what's the seven-figure CEO stuff all about? And, you know, I think the thing is whether you're a solo entrepreneur and you have no employees, or maybe you have a part-time assistant, or maybe you have a team, I think that regardless of the size of your business, whether it's micro, small, or bigger, you always are the CEO of your business. And when you come from that mindset, that's really makes a difference for how you will manage it, and also, I believe, your success of it. So my seven-figure roadmap system is, first of all, about helping business owners own that CEO mindset so that they can be ready to up-level their business. Then knowing your numbers, that's kind of, a lot of business owners always want to, you know, run their business based on the money in the bank account. Well, that's not good enough. It's really about understanding the numbers of your business, because I like to say, if you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. So I help business owners figure out what matrices to measure so that they can make better and informed decisions that will really help them grow their companies more solidly with the right foundation and more quickly. And then, of course, there's marketing. That's our growth sector. How do we actually grow? And sales, which is our acceleration. Once we get the marketing in place, once we generate those leads, because marketing is about lead gen and sales is about sales conversion. So we work on both marketing and sales. And then ultimately, as you get the revenue in, guess what? What got you here won't get you there. And you need to up-level yourself and become more of a leader. This is where I help clients grow companies, where they actually bring on teams and they develop leadership skills and they begin to get out of their own way and stop being the bottleneck of their business. And that's often what happens as a solo entrepreneur grows. You can hit that first 100K, maybe 200K, but ultimately, you're going to have to get a team at one point, and that's a new evolution for most of us. So that's what the seven-figure CEO is all about. And today we're digging into the growth module, and I'm ripping a page, quite literally, ripping a page out of my Revenue Accelerator program. That's my custom 90-day program where the intent is all about how you can grow your business. How much, I mean, really, casually put, how much money can you make in 90 days? And I'm looking for people who want to double their revenue in 90 days and even more than double. The whole point is focus. And when we focus on what we want, we tend to do better with it. So that's the Revenue Accelerator. I'll be sharing a little bit more information as we go today. But let's, you know, jump in. And I want to ask you a little bit different question now. So imagine, how would your business be different if you were known as the expert, right? How would you, if you were the expert in your industry, the expert in what you do, regardless of what industry or business you have, you know, what would that be like? How about if prospects started seeking you out so that you didn't have a lead problem, so that you weren't hunting around for prospects to talk to? You know, you'd have lots of qualified people to have conversations with. How about imagine if you could command higher rates? See, when we position ourselves as the expert, we generally can start to charge more and get them. So imagine that. And, you know, even if we think about it, imagine if you were to close more people. And this is something put in the chat or in the comments right now, is out of 10 people, if you had 10 conversations, 10 sales conversations, how many do you close? Is it 5? Is it 6? Is it 3? Is it 8? What's the number? Post them in. I want to see what those numbers are in the chat. What types of sales close ratios do you have? And then, you know, so post them in, get going on it. Don't be shy, post it in. And then I kind of wonder then is imagine if you could close more people. In other words, if you normally close 5 out of 10, imagine if you just improve that by 10% and close 6 out of 10. What would that one more incremental person be worth to you? I bet it's a lot. For some of us, our, you know, we might be selling something that's worth 1,000 or 5,000 or 10 or even more. So think about that. If you didn't have to do anything more, if you didn't have to send no more emails, no more Facebook posts, didn't have to get up any earlier, make any more phone calls, if you could just up-level the number, the sales conversion, if you were to up-level that, what would be the financial impact to you and your business? So there's some things to think about when we think about the room for opportunity of how we can grow our business. You know, I mentioned earlier that it isn't difficult. It's fairly simple. And any one of those matrices that we can shift will impact our bottom line in a huge way. And that's what the Formula One is all about. So if your biggest obstacle, I'm looking at the numbers here, I'm getting what, 3s, 4s out of 10, great. Thanks for sharing that, guys, appreciate that. So imagine one more, that would be pretty good, or maybe two more. Or could you even do 3 more? Think about that, what's possible here? So I think what gets in the way is that we make it harder than we need to. I think that's the real key problem. We make it harder, we confuse the issue, we make it complex. And you know, to amplify your success, you need to simplify. And that's what my Formula One process is all about. I wanna make it really uber easy for you. Really, really uber easy. So that's what I want to work on today. So I actually did some really quick, really, really quick slides, kind of keep us on track here. So I'm just going to share my screen, give you something else to look at for a moment. And here we go. Let's see. Oops, there we go. And there we got the race flags up. Is it going there? Can you see that, Megan? Yes, I hope. There we go. Yeah, I love the race flags because actually I drive a Corvette and the race flags are kind of part of the Corvette emblems. Anyway, so Formula One to accelerate our success. And the first one is one client. One client. Now, okay, you're thinking one client. Sue, you just told me I'm going to get way more clients. How come one client? So this one in chat about is the focus is think of one client, one person. See, this is where we get mixed up. We try and serve and sell to too many people all at one time. We try to have, you know, this wishy-washy kind of gray feeling about who our ideal client is. So instead of really narrowing it down, we go way broad. So when I say one client, this is the first of 5 steps in our formula. So the first step is one client. If you want to be more successful, it really is up to you to focus on one client. So stop thinking of everybody or anybody, and instead you have to get crystal clear about who it is that you want for your client. And an easy way to do this is think back of the last handful of clients you had, who was ideal and who wasn't. And I know that we all have ideal ones and we all have ones that aren't quite so ideal. And you know, those are the ones that cause the problems. It's funny that less than ideal clients tend to take up more of our time than the ideal ones. And so think on that is, who is that one client, the dream client? If you could just only work with one dream client and duplicate them, we could clone them. Wouldn't that be cool? If we could clone that one client over and over and over again, that's what I want you to think about. And so when we do our marketing, and as we move on to the formula here, when we do our marketing, I want you to begin to think of one person only, just one. And you might sell lots of different things to lots of different people, but no, today I want you to work with me on this, okay? Only think of one client. Now, everyone got one? Think of it. Kind of take a moment. Think of your best clients. Where's that one person that you absolutely love working with? They love working with you. They got amazing results. They raved about you. They gave you testimonials and referrals because they loved it, because they got the perfect result. And that's the thing, is when we work with that one perfect client, what happens is they get better results because they're the better client. They'll pay you more because they're the better client. So I want you to begin to think about this, is who is that one client? If you could only work with one type of person, who would it be? And you can look at clients in lots of different ways. It could be geographic, it could be demographic, it could be their age, it could be their gender. There's lots of different ways to slicing this, but I want you to think of one client. And when we think of our marketing and we take it out from here, if we always keep that one client in mind, that will narrow down your focus and simplify. Remember, I'm saying that you want to simplify to amplify your success. And this is where we begin to simplify. So one client, guys, that's it. Who's having trouble with this? Type in the chat. Let's hear what you're doing with that. And I'm just going to flip into the next step, because this is the next piece of the formula. This is me testing to see how well I can navigate my share screen. So one client is the first step. And the second step, if you're ready for it, is, one problem. One problem. Oh my gosh. You're thinking, well, wait a minute. My clients have way more than one problem. Maybe they do, but what is the one biggest problem that your clients have that you can solve for them? All right. So we don't want to think about all these people and all these problems. We want one person and we want one problem. What is the single biggest problem? What keeps them up at night? What gives them a headache? What gives them, you know, makes them feel scared or challenged or depressed or whatever your clients feel? When we can narrow it down and think of what is the biggest problem we solve, it simplifies your marketing. It makes your messaging better. You stand out as the expert. You get seen, you get notarized. People will come to you because that one big problem that your one perfect client has, guess what? Lots of other people also have that one big problem. And when we can speak to the one problem that we solve, we don't sound like everybody else. That's the cool thing about this, is that you don't have to kind of be one of the masses out there. You're actually positioning yourself apart. And when you have that one problem that you solve for that one client, what's really cool about it, you begin, all your Facebook posts would be about that. All your blog posts, your videos, your live videos, your YouTubes, all of your marketing then speaks to solving that one problem, and you get known as the solution provider for that one problem. So one client, what is their biggest problem? Now, if you don't know what it is, if you think, oh, it's this, and you have a whole laundry list, well, go ask them. Go back to the last perfect, not any client, but the ones, the ones you want to clone, that one client, and ask them. What was their biggest problem? Start paying attention when prospects come to you. What is really what they need? You know, it's funny. Sometimes clients will come or prospects will come and they'll say, I need this thing solved. But what they want and what they need aren't always in alignment. So think about that. What is it they say that they want, but actually what do they need? What is the bigger problem? Sometimes people say, oh, I have, you know, I have a marketing problem. You know, I'm not getting enough leads, but maybe it isn't the lead isn't the problem. Maybe it's a mindset problem, or maybe it's a sales conversions problem. So begin to think deeper. Okay. Listen to what they say, but then take it down a little bit deeper. So back again, one problem, one client. You ready for number three? I wonder if you can guess my theme here. Let's go back here and there we go, presto keen. One problem. The next one is one solution. Yeah, because we need to solve that problem for people. See, this is the thing, is that people don't buy what you do. they buy what they get. And what they want to get is the solution to the biggest problem that causes them the biggest nightmare, the biggest headache. And so when you understand what the problem is that they have, then we can think about what the big solution is that you can promise. And when we have that figured out, once again, we use that in all of our marketing. We become known as the solution provider for this one big problem. I hope that you can see how it's all stacking up here. Because when we get known for that one thing, instead of saying, well, I can help you with, you know, I could help you with, I don't know, trying to think of, I don't want to slam any one industry, but you know, it doesn't really matter what industry it is. You can think for yourself even. Maybe you say, well, I can help you with, you know, geez, I'm really stuck on an industry. Megan, throw one at me. Challenge me today. I'm going to sip some water.
Oh.
I'm putting you on the spot because my brain is like blank today.
Okay. Well,
maybe somebody in the chat wants to throw one at me. Oh my God, this could be funny. Anyways. Okay. I will use, okay, here we go. I'll use a coach. I make fun of us coaches. Okay. There we go. So here's the thing. Have you ever been to a networking event and you're talking to someone and they say, well, first, I kind of make fun of us all. Well, I do executive coaching, life coaching, and relationship coaching. And it's like, well, what do you specialize in? Like, I don't even know who to refer you because you do all these things. I don't know one person that needs all those things. And so when you start talking about the problems you solve, it's like, well, I help you build teams. Well, I help you make money. Well, I help you manage your time better. All of a sudden, all of these things get so convoluted and you are not known for anything. So I hope I made my case here, is that when you can figure out what that one problem is that you solve, I solve acceleration of revenue for clients. That's what I'm all about. That is my one big problem. I figure that businesses have a problem with getting clients fast enough, so I'm all about business acceleration. So one problem. All right, let's move on to our next, can you guess the theme here? Yes, it's gonna be another one. So the next one is one offer. Interesting. What I mean by that is that once we know who the one client is and what their one problem is and what our one solution is, now it's about us shaping and crafting our one offer. And our offer is how we package and price what we're selling. When I say offer, it's kind of the whole package price thing. Think of it as a gift box. Here's my box. What color bows on it? How big is the box? That's what I'm kind of selling you. And this is why we need to understand who the one client is and what the problem is and what the solution is we're promising, so we know how to position or how to package what we're selling. Maybe some clients are, you know, maybe some clients want to consume it by video. Maybe it's one-on-one. Maybe it's a reading. Like, we have to begin to think about what offer, what packaging is going to best serve that client with that problem to get them through to that solution. Okay, see how that goes? They all go in alignment. And if you've got an offer that doesn't line up with the one client or doesn't solve the one solution, you're out of alignment and you're selling something that isn't going to work for you in the marketplace. So it's really key that you have this congruency so that you actually can really help people move along in a good way. So that's really one of the things we want to make sure that we do, is that we have the congruent, that our offer actually will work to solve the biggest problem for that one client. All right, let's move on to the next one. And I want to see if you guys can guess what that is. Maybe post in the chat what you think my next one is going to be. So once again, so far we have one client, one problem, one solution, one offer. And then finally, the next piece is one marketing focus. Yeah, this is where you'll really, really leverage your time. Because when we, once again, try and do all the marketing we could, and believing there's dozens, if not hundreds, of tactics out there, we're not necessarily going to be landing on the right marketing that's going to attract that one client or position or solve the one problem with the one offer. So this is where, when we think about our business, it's really important that we simplify it. And this should be a big sigh of relief. We should all be going, oh, thank God, you mean I don't have to blog? Or I don't have to create a webinar, or I don't have to all these things. Yes, you don't have to, but you still have to market yourself. So it's really about understanding what is the right marketing focus that's going to reach that one client to solve that one problem with the solution and position your offer well. And this is where a lot of people get hung up, is they start trying to do all these fancy marketing stuff. And believe me, there's lots out there. I mean, every day there's a new something rather I'm seeing. I'm being invited to a course on this, that, and whatever, and I'm sure that you are too. And here's the thing, is we don't have to do it all. You know, remember, once again, it was simplify to amplify. So when we simplify and we stop doing a lot of things, we actually can do the right things more. We can do more of the right things and do it more deeper. We can do it better. So you don't have to do a lot of fancy marketing. And this is where I think I really make the biggest impact with my clients, is by helping them strip down what is unnecessary, what is frivolous. And when we stop doing the frivolous and really start doing the high impact marketing, that's when the biggest impact to your bottom line is going to come into place. And so when we think about that, it's really about evaluating your marketing style and your marketing, your client of who you're trying to reach. So for example, one of the things that I think is really key is to consider whether you're doing passive marketing or active marketing. And people might say inbound or outbound marketing. And one of the things I really feel is that when we think about doing our inbound marketing, which is kind of passive, right? You know, we put something out there and we hope that a prospect will come to us. Well, you need to have a really strong marketing message to attract the right person. So even if you are doing inbound marketing, my 1-1-1-1-1 theory will help you win, because what happens then is, if you're talking about one solution and solving one problem for one type of client, people will more readily find you. So that will help your inbound marketing. And if you're doing outbound marketing, if you know exactly who that one client is that you need to target, if you know how to prospect for them, if you know what problems they have so that you can communicate with them, you'll also do better. So that's really where the magic happens, is when our marketing focus, whether it's inbound or outbound, passive or active, having our ones line up will help us be more successful. And I also want you not to try and do all marketing. It's really figuring out what's the one, seriously, the one best marketing strategy you should use. And then go do that and go do it deep. Because when we only do the surface of a whole bunch of little things, we're not really making the biggest impact. Now, yes, ultimately, I know I'm saying one marketing focus. Notice I didn't say one marketing thing or one marketing tactic, it's focus. So what do you want to focus on? Is it outbound or inbound? Is it social media marketing, which really to me is one of the easiest way to grow your business? You know, I talked about this last week, that was our last session of Roadmap to Revenues, is I talked all about how social media marketing is really the new way of networking. Remember the old days, we used to go to networking events and hope to run into somebody who could be a prospect. I know we weren't supposed to sell, but gosh, back in our minds, we're looking for prospects. Well, with social media marketing, you can really target it. And that makes a huge difference, because you can do it day or night. You don't have to dress up or show up. And if you know who it is you're targeting, if you have that one client in mind, and you can talk about solving the one problem, their whole social media platform can be a huge impact to growing your business. So that's one of the things I really want you to think about, is what is your one marketing focus, right? That's what we want to focus on today. So that's our 1-1-1 theory, is we begin to see how when we get congruent and we line things up, that will make the biggest difference to our business. So let me just go back here again, to the share screen. So, there we go. One client, one problem, one solution, one offer, and one marketing focus will make the biggest impact to your business. So if I go back and I ask you to think back on what you thought was your biggest problem, if you think of our one theories, what is your biggest problem? Is it that you don't know who that one client is? Is it you're not sure about what the one biggest problem is or what the one solution you want to provide to that problem? Maybe it's an offer, your packaging. You don't really have something in alignment. Maybe you're not serving your marketplace well enough because you aren't in alignment with what you're offering. Maybe you're offering it in a different modality than what they want to buy or a different price point than what they want to buy. If you think your price point should be here, but there for that problem, they only want to do that, well, then there's a mismatch. Or maybe your price point's here and they would be willing to pay that because it's such a big problem, they'd pay almost anything to solve it. So you can see how you could be missing out on that. And of course, then we need to know how to reach those people with the one marketing focus. So, whew, I covered a lot of information. Now I'm going to open it up for questions. If you have questions, start posting them in there. I'm going to sip a little bit of water. And Megan, I'm just going to pass the ball to you to see if there's anything there that I should know about, because I'm not on the chat.
There was a question from Karen from a little while ago. I think it was back when we were talking about the one client. As she was saying, when I get referrals, I think my rate is approximately 80% for the conversion. So maybe I need to work harder on seeking referrals. She said she found one awesome client.
That could be a really cool focus, because if that's the marketing focus that's working the best for you, then pour more on it. I could say it's pour gasoline on it. You know, do more of what works. So if you have something that's working, like, go do more of it. So often it's almost like shiny pennies. Like, we get bored with our success. I know that sounds ridiculous, but we do. We do something and it's working. It becomes commonplace. It comes kind of boring. It comes kind of systematic. We take it for granted because it's working. And we kind of like, okay, well, there must be something else. I should go do something else. And so that's one of the things to think about, is that, you know, if something's working, pour gas on it. Do more of it. Light it up. So that's a good point for Karen. Thanks.
Oh, fabulous. She had a follow-up point here. She says, this is excellent. I discovered today a new way of looking at things regarding my one problem. So now I'm able to reposition my one solution. And now my one marketing focus has changed today.
Cool. I can't wait to see what that's going to yield. That's exciting. Way to go. Way to go. Okay. So let's make sure you got everything in your notes here, guys, is really the one theory. Remember Formula One, I told you a bit of a pun on there, because it will accelerate your success. It will simplify your life and you'll amplify your results. You don't have to be trying to do all things for all people, trying to serve all people, trying to solve all problems, trying to market like crazy, doing all types of things. When you can actually narrow things down, you become more of an expert. Remember I talked to you at the beginning, is what would it be like if you were known and seen as the expert in your industry? How about if you were sought after, and people were actually seeking you out instead of you trying to chase around to find prospects? How about if you had lots of qualified prospects, not just anybody, not warm bodies? We're talking about the one, the best prospects. You know, think about how that would make a difference. You could command higher rates for most industries. I understand not every industry is going to do that, but most industries, you could double, triple, quadruple, maybe more your rates, depending upon what you're selling at. I met a coach last week that was selling her time. She was selling time instead of value. And it was like $100 an hour. And from a coaching perspective, that is a ridiculously, unfathomably low rate. She was undervaluing because she didn't understand the value that she was bringing. So think about how you could have higher rates and maybe close rates. Because see, here's the thing, is when we're selling to the right people and we have the right solution to the right problem, they'll buy from you so easily. You will, instead of closing 3, 4, 5, 8 out of 10, you'll be closing more. Whether it's one more, 10% more, 20% more, you'll close way more. So that's what's possible for you when you begin to kind of work the one theory. So imagine if those things started happening for you. You know, that would make a huge impact in your business. Like, just think about how that would make a difference. What one more client would give you, or 10 more clients, without doing any more work, actually doing less work. Because less is more. It's kind of the new black, I think. Less is more when we want to grow our business. So beyond what you learned today, it's a cool concept. I have to be honest with you. It takes a little bit of nuances to put it into place. You know, none of this probably is that earth-shattering new stuff that you've heard before. But here's the thing is, if you don't implement what you learned today, then this has just been entertainment. And I hope I'm funny, and I hope I'm nice and cute and all the rest of that. But ultimately, I don't want you just to be entertained. I want you to implement. And that goes directly to the heart of me wanting to accelerate people's business. It's all about implementation. And so information is fine, but really we need to implement. So if you are serious about implementing your business, implementing these ideas and growing your business, then I'd like to let you know about something that I can help you with. It's my Revenue Accelerator Program. And as I said, this is right out of a page ripped out of that manual, because in our Revenue Accelerator Program, we go through the process of really understanding our ones. What are your ones? And when we figure out our ones, and when we start working our ones, that's when the magic happens and businesses will grow. When you have that clarity, when you have that focus, when you have support, it's a group program, it's 90 days. And the intent is that you'll double or more your revenue in 90 days. Now, I have to be honest, it is not for everyone. It is for you though, however, is if you are serious about business, if you have something valuable that the marketplace needs and wants. You have to have something that's you can sell, and it has to be something you can sell at a high enough value. So we're not talking about a $49 widget, you know, that's click and buy type business. I'm talking about expertpreneurs, as I call them, people who are, you know, coaches, consultants, experts, speakers, trainers, lots of different industries. But basically, you have information that you could help B2B service professionals is the other side of looking at this. And so if you are one of those people that is an expertpreneur, that has something of value and is interested in growing your business, then my invitation for you is to hop on the phone and have a conversation with me. It's as simple as that. In our conversation, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to take your business, and to see if and how the Revenue Accelerator Program is the right solution for you. If it's not, no worries. You'll go away with more clarity and some ideas on what your next step can be. And if it is, then I'll invite you to consider joining us in the program. So if you want to figure out how that could look and how to do that, Megan can type it in the screen share, but I also actually got it here on a slide. And whoops, there we go. Let me see. There we go. Questions. There we go. Great. Oh, I lost that. You can connect with me a couple different ways. One way is you can go to my website, sueclement.com/chat, C-H-A-T, and you can fill that out, hit submit, and I'll get it. And then I'll reference you back and we'll get on the phone. Or you can just email me. That's probably the simplest thing right now is, you know, grab your phone, send me an email right now, and let's get talking about you and your success. Let's find a way to help you accelerate your revenues so that you have the dream business and the dream company that you want. Life should not be a struggle, okay? Life should not be a struggle, guys. Business should not be a struggle. And when you can work with your ideal clients, solving problems so that they love what you do, you're paying what you're worth, that makes all the difference in your business. So once again, I'd love to invite you to step in and have a conversation with me to see if the Revenue Accelerator Program would work for you. It's a group program, 90 days, starting really soon. So don't hesitate to reach out right away. Even if you're kind of an inkling, get on the phone and talk to me. And for those of you who don't like groups, you think, well, I'm not a groupie person, then talk to me about my one-on-one coaching. You can do that as well. So that's our Formula One theory that we went through today, all about how to up-level your business, as I say, win the revenue race to grow more business, to grow a bigger company, to grow more profitability. So I'm just going to pause here and see if there's any questions. I'm open for questions about the One Theories, as I call it, the Formula One, or if you have any other business questions, hey, let's chat about those too. So I'm just going to pause here, drink some water, and let me know if there's any questions, Megan. Don't be shy. We can even have a dialogue. You can come on the phone. We can chat. I like that. We don't have to do it on chat. We can just, you know, raise your hand if you want to hop on the phone. If you have any questions about the program, any questions about my Formula One or about business, let's have a conversation right now. Anybody want to have a conversation with me?
Oh, I see Karen here is asking, is it a weekly program?
It is. It's 3 months long, or 90 days. So it starts with a jump start, which is an intensive 4-hour session. Yes, don't worry, we have breaks, okay? But it's a jump start. We want to make sure everyone has their ones figured out and a lot more. But we start with a jump start, which is kind of cool. And then there's 13 weeks, because actually 90 days is 13 weeks. We start call zero and we go 13 calls. And week by week, it's the accountability, the support, the training, and the guidance is really part of it. However, it's really about you implementing. And what happens is, I mean, implementation sounds so simple, but what happens is we have kind of the inner game. I hate to admit it, but the inner game takes us out more often than we like to. And when we have this much clarity and focus, sometimes we'll self-sabotage. Sometimes we'll get in our own way. And it really is kind of cool to help people through the 13 weeks, see them evolve as business owners, where they begin to realize where they're getting in their own way and really slowing their success down. So there's a bit of that kind of side to it. But then the other piece of it is almost like, you know, I'm like a sales manager in the sense that we talk every week about, you know, what worked, what didn't work, and what's next. And when you have that much focus where you're actually week by week looking at your business, looking at your activity, looking at your results, and then mapping out the next week, that's when you will accelerate your growth. It is quite literally the clarity of focus. And when we have that clear focus and we do the work, the results will follow, just like a tail following a dog, you know, wagging the tail on the dog. The tail follows the dog always. And so will your results follow your actions. And so in the group program, you get coaching every week in the group, and you also get private sessions with me as well. And it really is a great container of success where we'll, you know, kind of come together as a group and support you to grow. So that's what it's all about. Karen, I hope I answered your question. It is weekly. I kind of said a little bit more, but it is a weekly program. So, and all the calls are recorded and a private Facebook group. And there, I provide lots of training, and there's just, you know, videos and things like that that I put into the group that will help you learn more about how to grow your business. You know, just pause if there's any other questions. Drink more water. Water's good for me. Okay, I think we're finished then. I'm not seeing any more questions. Megan, is there anything else there that I should be aware of?
No, I don't see anything else. Just a couple of comments around great information. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you just prompted me on something. So remember I said that information is nothing without implementation. So everyone, please, please, please post your one takeaway. And what is one thing that you're going to do different from today forward? What's the one thing that you're taking away, the biggest learning, the biggest insight? How did this impact you? I want to know, okay? Because you typing it in is helpful for me to know what resonated for you, but it's also helpful for yourself, because this is where you begin to impact your change. This is where you begin to impact your results by, in a group environment, posting in, I learned this and I'm going to go do that. So yes, please guys, let's hear what you're going to do differently. What are you taking away from this? What was the biggest impact? What was the idea that you think, well, maybe I've heard that before, but I haven't really done anything with it. You know, sometimes that's what it is. We hear something fresh or something different. And when we hear it differently, we begin to suddenly want to do it differently. So please, please, please post in what was the takeaways?
Yeah, so Wynn says, find out the problem first, no matter what else I want to share.
Yeah, good point, Wynn. It's not about your messaging to them. It's solving the problem that they want. So, you know, if you start telling them something that they aren't interested in, that they don't see is relevant to their problem, they're not going to buy from you. So great point. Thanks, Wynn.
And Irene says, I am going to take action one client at a time with focus.
Good one. Good one. Thanks, Irene. That's a great idea.
And Karen says, changing up my ad for Facebook this week.
Okay. And that's probably relevant to maybe the one theory. Which one theory is that, Karen? Is that the client theory or the problem or the solution? You know, that's a good thing is when we have our ones in alignment, all of our marketing takes off from that. You know, we begin to speak differently. We begin to talk about different issues. And when we begin to resonate, they begin to hear us. It's almost like a dog whistle. You know, you blow a whistle and dogs come, not cats or cows or anything like that. Well, that's when we get our ones lined up, when we blow our whistle or talk about the solutions we provide or talk about the problems the clients have, that's like attracting them. They hear it because that's their whistle. We're whistling their tune and they can find us.
Yeah, Karen was saying it's the problem for her.
Okay, cool. I can't wait to see how that shifts for you, Karen. That'd be nice to see. I'll watch for that. All right, so I think we're going to wrap it here. Thanks, everyone, for listening in today. Come join us for Roadmap to Revenues. We'll be back in 2 weeks on the 29th. I'm looking at my calendar. It's crazy to think that it'll be the end of July by then. Brenda says marketing focus is key for me. Yes, it is. It is. Figuring out that one marketing strategy. And Brenda, we'll be working on that real soon with you.
So Sue, I have a quick question if I could before you leave.
Sure.
So, and I really appreciate your time with this. And obviously like everybody on here, I get onto different platforms and try to learn more. And one of the things that I've learned from other avenues on social media is have a couple of pillars. That resonate with you and who you want to be seen as. So for me, instantly, the three would be family, my health, and business. So how do I relate that to what you're saying? One, just one.
So are you talking about your persona of how you show up on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, your persona of how you show up, I absolutely, you're true in the sense of your persona. Like I have Tegan, who's sleeping on the couch behind me over here. And I also talk about my car because I love my cars and I'm a speed girl. So that's okay. When we talk about the persona of how we show up, people need to know you. That's not conflicting with the one theory.
Okay.
The one in this case is if you're choosing social media as your one focus for outreach or for your focus for your marketing, that's great. And then how you show up, people want to know about your life. I mean, the Facebook factor, I coined that phrase about 8 years ago, is how all of a sudden Facebook has changed who we are and how we show up in our lives and in our businesses. And so absolutely, when you will want to have, on Facebook, talk about your life and talk about your values and talk about your health and talk about your business. So yes, you can do all that. Facebook is the one, and then how you show up on Facebook obviously needs to be a well-rounded person because people want to use Facebook to find authenticity and to know who they're dealing with. So does that answer that for you?
Yes, thank you.
Perfect.
Yes. Great. Thank you for today.
Oh no, thanks for jumping in. I really appreciate it. It's good to see you. It's been eons since our paths have crossed. Yeah. Okay.
Gonna say goodbye. Yeah.
Yep, we can say goodbye. And so I'll sign off with everyone else as well, unless there's any other questions. Oops, a daisy. Oh dear. When I say, oh dear, that's not a good thing. I just kind of pushed the wrong button and I got something totally different. So there we go. Okay. So failing that there's no questions, is there somebody else there? I wasn't sure if I had someone talking or not. No. Okay. All right. So I'm going to sign off. Thanks everyone for listening live. Come join us in 2 weeks and post in the comments. You can watch the replay on my Facebook page. I might do a watch party as well later in the week or later today, maybe in the group. If you aren't in my Facebook group, hey, this is an opportunity. Please join my Facebook group. It is Roadmap to Seven Figures. You can find it there. Come join our Facebook group. We have fun, interesting conversations there as well. All right. So thanks, everyone, for watching. Have an awesome day. And we'll see you around soon. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.